there are certainly a large block of members of the House on the Republican side who just think it's a program that should go away, that we shouldn't have it at all. I disagree, but I do believe that it should not be a responsibility of the taxpayers of the state of New Hampshire to come up with that funding. And so there's the issue that we're working on, because I know if we said, all right, we're going to have a new tax and come up with this money, I wouldn't be able to get that through the House. So if we can find a way to work with the providers, and over the next 2 years, it's projected that there'll be $1.1 billion brought into the state through federal funding. And so there's a certain amount of money in a relatively small in the next 2 years. I think it's in the neighborhood of, let's say, $50 million that we need to come up with to make that work. And I'm looking to the people who are benefiting by the, I mean, the hospitals, the insurance companies, anybody else, and we're working on getting a handle on who that is. We're also trying to look and see so that we can show our colleagues how is that benefiting the taxpayers in general and the ratepayers on the insurance company side. So we've got a lot of information we need to pull together. There's a lot of education that needs to be done, and we need to see if there's something that we can do that makes sense.